I saw, moreover, in my dream that the interpreter took him by the hand and had him into a little room where sat two little children, each one in his own chair. The name of the eldest was Passion.
Give me that toy!
And the name of the other, Patience. Passion seemed to be much discontented.
Hurry up, would ya?
But Patience was very quiet.
By what reason is the one child so discontent?
Because his governor would have him wait for his inheritance until the beginning of next year. But he thinks he must have all now.
Then I saw that one came to Passion and brought him a bag of treasure and poured it down at his feet, the which he took up and rejoiced therein, and with all laughed Patience to scorn.
Haughty ha ha! I got mine and thee got none. Thou must cry while I have fun. Haughty ha ha ha!
Such a rude fellow!
Watch, yet more.
You think the governor's bringing your reward later, don't you? Well, you're wrong. Our Lord delays his coming maybe forever. And if you don't get wise like me, you won't get nothing.
'Tis unfair.
Watch. Watch as the year doth pass before our eyes.
Then I saw that ere long Passion had lavished away all of his substance and began to be in want. Then did his scorn become sorrow, and his smiles turned to tears. And when he would have repented, there was no one to hear.
It is just and fair thus to be.
Watch, watch on.
Now when the new year came, the governor of the children came with his rewards for to bestow them upon Patience, the which were much the greater due to having gathered interest in the high bank. Then did Patience bow himself courteously and give thanks to the governor for his good advice. But Passion began to rail and curse his unfairness.
Unfair, unfair! He came like a thief in the night. Unfair, unfair, unfair!
To which the governor answered,
Thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Patience evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.
To this Passion had no answer to give, but went into outer darkness with wailing and gnashing of teeth.
I perceive that I have seen yet another allegory.
Aye, these two lads are figures. Passion, of the men of this world, and Patience, of those of the world to come. The men of this world prefer to have all their good things now, rather than later.
Ah, I know their type. Their chief saying is that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Aye, and that saying hath more authority with them than all the divine testimonies of the good world to come.
But I trow that they, like Passion, will one day be reduced to rags and sorrow, and that at the very time that good men are but beginning to come into their finest treasures.
Thou hast rightly discerned. Come.